Phoenix FM.
Now it is guest time, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Juliet Galletly, founder and director of Charity Viva. And she's here to talk about veganery. And if you're trying to look for a vegan lifestyle or you want to cut down on meat consumption, Juliet is here to help. So very good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing on this fine Monday?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Happy to be with you.
Thank you. Now, you're the founder and director of Charity Viva. Tell us about why you started Charity Viva and the work that you do there.
Okay, so I started Viva 30 years ago now, so a long time ago. I'd worked for another organisation on vegetarianism and had seen firsthand the need to improve people's diets for their health, for the planet and for the animals themselves, and decided to go one step further and set up a basically, essentially a vegan campaigning charity that could bang the drum loud and proud for veganism, which back then, you can imagine, seemed quite radical because there weren't that many vegans, of course. Obviously, things have absolutely transformed. So Viva is a charity that's split into four pillars, if you like. One is investigating what actually happens to animals in Britain. The second is, what is the impact of our diet on the, especially the climate crisis and wildlife losses? And thirdly, what's the impact on our own health? And fourthly, if you want to change, how can we hold your hand and make that as easy as possible? So we run a very big recipe club, for example.
When did you actually become a vegan? You said 30 years ago you set the charity up, but were you already a vegan several years before that actually happened?
When I set up the charity 30 years ago, there wasn't many people who were vegan. And so we campaigned on all of the issues, and things have transformed. And although 30 years seems like a long time, when you look at cultural shifts, it's in fact a very short space of time. So things are changing very rapidly. And really, that's because the need for change has also become ever more urgent, as we all know. So if you just look very, very quickly at the environment, the climate crisis, animal agriculture emits 1/5 of all greenhouse gases globally. So that is a very significant impact. And the University of Oxford, one of their lead researchers, came out with a transformative paper a handful of years ago, looking at 40,000 different farms, and said basically that we all, as in the whole world, we need to head towards a vegan diet relying much less on animal products, because it produces much less pollution, it produces much less greenhouse gas emissions. It also uses a lot less land, and land is becoming a major issue because we're literally running out of it, so that wilderness is being taken over to grow fodder for farmed animals. So there are really important issues. Unfortunately, it's often politicised, which doesn't help. Because what we want to do is just genuinely look at the issues and look at solutions.
Obviously, years ago, you wouldn't have had the supply of meat we've got now. If you wanted a chicken, it would have been a special occasion. Whereas now you can go out, you can buy meat all the time. So we are consuming too much in that way, because it's availability.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And partly one of the major problems, of course, for the animals themselves, but also in terms of food waste, is the fact that animals are factory farmed. So they've been cheapened, they've been turned into commodities. And of course, pre the Second World War, that was, you know, that wasn't the case. It didn't exist. So it's created all kinds of problems, including the environmental ones, like pollution is huge from factory farms, as you can imagine. But the good news is that there are more people who are vegan, vegetarian and pescatarian. There's about 17% of UK adults, that's almost 9 million adults in the UK, have rejected meat. And on top of that, you've got what have been labelled flexitarians now, and they're people that the surveys define as people who are very consciously cutting down their meat consumption, and that's another 7 million adults on top of that. So there is a very, very tangible shift. And I think what gives me hope as well is that I looked at government figures of actual meat consumption, and in fact meat consumption is at the lowest per person on average in the UK than it's ever been since those records began several decades ago, and yet we've got more choice. So people are choosing to eat less animal products than they ever have, because people are becoming much more aware of the important issues around it.
Yeah, and people do want to see what's in their food now. Years ago, you probably wouldn't have looked at the labels. Now people are looking at the labels going, oh, actually, that is, that, you know, what else is in there that I don't really want to be feeding to my children or putting in to my own body. But it is easier now for vegans because even the big supermarkets have got ready meals, which years ago, you know, you would have never have seen. Whereas now if you're doing your weekly shopping, go, oh, actually, that looks really nice. But the best thing that I've looked at, actually, I'm not vegan, but I've looked at a lot of vegan food that looks amazing, is TikTok, because they've got some incredible content creators that go, look, I'm a vegan, this is what I eat, this is how to make it. And it looks fresh and delicious, and it's all the things that you should be, goodness, you should be putting into your body.
That's right. And Viva runs the Vegan Recipe Club, which is coming on for about 1,000 recipes on there. And it's very easy to navigate because we're really aware people are short of time. We're all busy. So, for example, you could look up recipes that take less than 30 minutes in the evening. You could look up Italian. You could look at whatever takes your fancy. And that's if you just Google Vegan Recipe Club Viva, you'll get to it on the browser, or it's a free app for your phone. So things like that are really helpful. And we launched and in fact just updated just the Dip in Your Toe program, which is called V7. Again, just Google Viva V7, and there's a high protein version, so you can do V7 high protein. But I'd urge people just to have a look at that. You don't obviously have to follow it, nobody's watching you or anything like that in order, but it's very inspirational because you see the colour of the food in there and how quick it is to prepare and the flavours. It's very inspirational, and you realise, oh, you know, all those barriers perhaps we were told the decade ago that have stayed in our minds that it's more difficult actually are simply not true. And what you just said about the chains, we've worked with the chains. For example, Wagamama has joined our, what we're rebranding this year, calling it Halfway Heroes, which is encouraging people to actually adopt half of their diet to be plant-based, and for those chains to provide much more choice. And Wagamama are already at 50%. And there's another chain called Oaxaca, and there are many others like Pizza Express are well over 30% now. You just go in and ask for the vegan menu, and you know, I sound like I'm dropping names, but there's many of them. Just go in and say, have you got a separate vegan menu? Because a lot of them have. So it's not the one token gesture anymore, not from the chains anyway. And that makes it much, much easier, of course, to live vegan.
Yeah, and the days of the nut roast have gone, because that was a thing that, oh, I've got somebody who's vegetarian coming over, I must make it. Nobody makes a nut roast. Well, they probably do, but there's so many other recipes. Where, I mean, I love, as I said, I'm a meat eater, but I love hummus. And if you like hummus, yeah. And I mean, that's just one thing. People are, you know, they're doing sort of cauliflower steaks with all, and it's all the herbs and all the dressings and all the other things. And mushrooms are very good. They're quite a meaty texture as well. So this is how you kind of get, also you're getting more vegetables into your diet in a great way.
That's true, because we all know the government said many, many years ago five a day, and the UK is pretty abysmal at it. I think we've hit about three a day, you know, and we're supposed to eat a huge variety of fruits and veg. That's because the chemicals that give those fruits and vegetables their colour, like the deep blue of a blueberry or the orange of a mango, the orange of a carrot, it's those very chemicals that protect our health. And so that's where we're very naturally, intuitively attracted to all of those colours. And it's for good reason. You know that old saying, you're supposed to eat a rainbow every day. Sounds very childlike, but actually it's a very good saying to live your life by. We have got barriers, and I think it's just a matter of looking at them and thinking, what are the barriers? And one of them is it going to take more time? Is it going to be difficult? I mean, I'll just give you one really quick example for lunch. Coronation chicken is one of the biggest sandwiches that's sold in the UK. So on the V7 thing, we do coronation vegan chicken sandwich, and it's very healthy, and it's loaded with really good stuff. Takes you probably about 1 minute more to make than you would do normally. 1 minute to really improve your health. And for lunch, one of my favourite ones is the 15-minute Thai soup. It's just so fast and easy, but it's packed with beautiful Thai flavours and fresh vegetables, all the things you're talking about that, you know, protect us. I was shocked, actually. I was just reading the other day that one person in the UK is 3 minutes from a heart disease. And yet, you know, vegans, you know, it massively reduces high blood pressure, and that lowers your risk of heart disease and stroke by almost 60%. That is huge. So there is a lot that we can do to protect ourselves, and plant-based and diets play a big part in that, all heading in that direction.
And again, it doesn't have to be expensive. You are, because people are struggling now with the way of the UK at the moment with the heating bills and all the rest of it. So money can be very tight for a lot of people, and actually missing, you know, if you buy something like a whole chicken, it could be £6.50 to £8.50, depending on where you get it from. And also the quality of that chicken is not going to be particularly brilliant, because unless you get something that's free range, and people just can't afford to buy that piece of meat. So being able to have a plant-based diet and make it really tasty is another way to improve your health and to save money.
That's really interesting. If people go on the Viva Shop, it's vivashop.org.uk, you will see there's a free leaflet on there which is budget recipe ideas, and it's kept to very simple, very healthy, very quick, cheap ways of keeping yourself healthy and vital. So I'd urge people to look at that. And it was interesting, actually, very, very recently, there was a big report for government on the impact of animal-based diets versus plant-based diets. And that, again, showed what you were just talking about, that plant-based and vegan diets are around 20% cheaper than one that's relying on the more traditional sort of meat, fish type of diet. So you're right. It's not only healthy and protects your health and protects the planet and protects animals, but it's actually, you know, kinder on our wallet too. So pretty much a win.
And I have to say that who put us in contact is Karen Ridges, who has been a presenter here on and off for years on Phoenix FM. And she is, you know, when she was a vegan back in the day, it was quite unheard of, really, when she started out. But I have to say, Karen's skin, I always say this to her when I see her, we don't see her that often, her skin is beautiful.
Yes, that's right. I mean, when you've been, I agree, you are absolutely right. And it's true. If you're eating a healthy diet, of course it's going to show, isn't it? I mean, people ask me about that, because I've been vegan a long time, decades now, and they say, where do you get all your energy? And I say, well, part of it has to be my diet. Obviously it does. And for me, you know, changing from the health perspective, it's not about living forever and all those kind of silly ideals. It's about just being healthy while I'm here and having the energy to do the things that I want to do. And that's really important for all of us, surely.
And if people go to the website, it can show them how to introduce a vegan diet, even if they are a meat eater and they just want to, as you said, sort of maybe have one or two meals that are vegan, vegetarian and meat. You can do that, because you're kind of, it's better for you than just doing that solid meat diet every single day.
Exactly, because later this year we're going to be launching a campaign called Halfway Heroes, which is literally going 50% on your way towards veganism, 50% plant-based diet. It's anybody can do it. And what we're showing people is the impact of just choosing one dish that's vegan over a meat-based one is so surprisingly positive for the environment, but also for your own health and obviously for the animals themselves. So yeah, I'd urge people to just Google Viva, go to Vegan Recipe Club, or go to V7. Just click on standard V7 or the V7 high protein if you're interested, and just scroll through and you can just pick the recipes that you enjoy or that you find interesting. You know, like, you don't have to follow it religiously, just use it as inspiration and dip your toe in. And the reason we've done V7, of course, is because if you do want to do the whole week, it's just 1 week shop that you're changing. So it's doable for absolutely anybody. But you're right, you know, take things at your own pace. Nobody's watching you. You know, this is just up to you, and enjoy it. Don't see it as in any way deprivation. See it as the opposite, as being more experimental and widening your diet and enjoying it.
Very well said. It's lovely to speak to you. I wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll talk again this year.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Juliet. Have a great day. Thank you.